Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Booth 61. Featuring movers and shakers on the Atlanta tech scene, organizations serving the tech market, and the inspired people who lead them. Now here's your host, Ricky Steele.
Welcome and thank you for visiting Booth 61. I am Ricky Steele, and I passionately serve as the Chief Development Officer for Hunter Technical Resources, Atlanta's premier IT staffing firm. We have a very exciting show for you today, and we're going to jump right in. But first, I want to take just a half a minute to introduce my friend and our producer, Mr. Kevin Finn. Kevin's a master at the control board, and Kevin also hosts a number of the shows here on Business Radio X. Kevin, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Ricky. I just got back from Birmingham, Alabama, visiting my girlfriend's parents, and just been relaxing. So it's been a good week, sort of a lazy week.
Well, listen well today, because this is going to be one of the best shows we ever have. We've got two fantastic guests and a great message about an event coming up in Atlanta that I think everyone should know more about. So if you have any questions along the way, jump in and pose them. I'd love to have you.
Looking forward to it.
Our goal in Booth 61 is to build community. We want to allow the rising tide to lift all the boats. And my guests today are doing this every single day in their daily business life, especially today in their additional passionate dedication they have to make Atlanta and the world a better place. Today I am truly overwhelmed with the brain power of my two guests. Shay Watkins is a consultant at the Metropolitan Atlanta Chamber of Commerce. She focuses on some of the really, really tough issues in our community. Shay has been with the chamber in one capacity or another for about 7 years. She is a Spelman graduate and has an MBA from the very prestigious Leonard Stern School of Business at New York University. David Lewis is someone I've known for quite some time through a relationship that I've had with his lovely and creative wife, Miss Danica Campbell, whom I believe graduated from the same leadership Atlanta class as Shay did in 2009.
Absolutely.
David is an award-winning journalist, having produced for CNN, ABC, the Fox News Channel, and for David Lewis Productions. I have seen David's personal video, and it is quite touching, just some of the work he's done for Spelman, where he not only did a great film, but after watching the film, someone in the congregation actually stood up and wrote a check for the entire production. That is a pretty powerful film there, David, any way you could imagine it.
Thank you, but I do want to know about this relationship you have with my wife, Ricky.
We were co-workers at Ketchum Communications, as you well know. my wife may be listening to this, so I'm sweating already. We're just getting started. Again, I was talking about the intellectual brain power in this room, and David, like Che, is completely above my league, and I'm just honored to be in the same room. He has a degree from Harvard University with honors, and later was a Nieman Fellow in Journalism at Harvard, which I understand is kind of a one-year program where you own the campus and get to do whatever you want to do and meet whoever you want to meet.
It is. You get to scratch where you didn't even know it itched.
Well, in addition to the brilliance and passion that these two folks have for Atlanta, they share a common link with me and with many other folks in the community. We are all Leadership Atlanta alumnus. David is a graduate of the class of 2010, Shay the class of 2009.
The best one ever.
Best one ever.
Oh, please.
And me a few years earlier, like 23 years earlier, in the class of 1986 when the earth was still cooling.
Wow.
Welcome to Booth 61, Shay and David.
Thank you so much. That's a tall order.
I'm overwhelmed.
Put out there for us, but we'll try.
Well, I have no question that you'll exceed any expectations that I have for today. To begin our time together, I want you to maybe share with the audience a brief couple of minutes on just who you are in addition to what I've already shared and kind of what brings you here today to talk about CoLabs and Leadership Atlanta. Shay, why don't we start with you first?
Sure. I'm originally from Southfield, Michigan. I came to Spelman to go to school and lived in New York for a number of years after I graduated and have been back in Atlanta since 1998. And one of the things that I was passionate about when I came back to Atlanta was trying to make sure that I had a network of people in my life that were diverse and reflected the experience that I had in New York. And one of the things that Leadership Atlanta has provided to me is that experience. I also wanted to be involved in my community. and make sure that I was a factor in making my community better. And Leadership Atlanta, along with a number of other things that I've done, have allowed me to do that. And my work at the Chamber has allowed me to do that as well. And that's why I'm happy to be here to talk about another aspect of improving our community, which is CoLab.
David?
Yeah, I moved here in 91 and have been here twice as long as I've ever lived anywhere else. But I spent most of my career while living in Atlanta thinking about anything but Atlanta. I mean, I was born in Washington, D.C., moved to London when I was 7. My dad got posted over there, moved to Boston for the end of high school, college, lived in New York for 10 years after college, was working as a CNN reporter in New York, and my boss wanted me to move to Washington, and I didn't want to move to Washington, and my wife, who at that point was a Saturday Night Live producer, really didn't want to move to Washington, so we said, well, where else? And they said, well, you can move to Atlanta then, because that's where the headquarters for CNN were, and we went, oh, Atlanta, that'll be crazy, weird, we don't know a soul, we'll do that for 2 or 3 years, and that was 1991, but you know, a few years ago, as my work became more focused locally and less on you know, what was going on in Beirut or wherever, I just sort of said to myself, I really don't know enough about this town. And actually, Shay was involved, which is I got asked to moderate one of the mayoral debates in the last election. And I had to do a crash course in issues of Atlanta because I suddenly realized I just don't know enough about this town that I've been living in for 20 years. And I got through that debate, and I said, "Wait, I need to educate myself. I'm living here. I'm doing a radio show out of here, and I'm not thinking enough or don't know enough about Atlanta." And my wife had been through Leadership Atlanta, and I saw the effect that had on her, and how she gained knowledge of the city. And so I applied and miraculously got in, and it has been an amazing education and also really gotten me deeply engaged in issues of the city in a way that I never have before.
For those of you in the audience who are not familiar with Leadership Atlanta, I welcome you to go to leadershipatlanta.org, and you can find as much information as you would like. But Leadership Atlanta is a program that's over 40 years old, and each year almost 400 people apply to become part of Leadership Atlanta, to go through the class. Only about 75 are chosen. So I'll be the first one to admit that I was turned down or did not make it in my first year. And I thought, well, what an organization. Look at what I've done and all I've accomplished and yada, yada, yada. And I just can't believe it. I don't think I want to be involved in an organization that doesn't realize how brilliant I actually am. And the next year I applied again and I got in. And at my fall retreat, I realized that they had made the second mistake the next year by allowing me in because I didn't hold a candle to my classmates. Every single person was a superstar.
It's intimidating that first day when people go around the room and you're like, excuse me, I'm just leaving now. I know you made a mistake.
I figured I was in charge of luggage or something. Right. That's the only reason they brought me. But you've got Mayor Kasim Reed, Metro Chamber CEO Sam Williams, Atlanta Business Chronicle publisher Ed Baker, Ron Clark Academy founders, both Ron Clark and Kim Bearden, award-winning journalist now with PBS, Judy Woodruff, and the former mayor, the great one, Ivan Allen, who meant so much to our city, and about 2,500 other folks have gone through at some point. I'd like David and Shay to maybe talk about your experience a little bit, and what was your takeaway after your year in the program of Leadership Atlanta, and then we'll segue into CoLabs.
Well, the biggest takeaway, I think, were the relationships that I was able to develop with my Leadership Atlanta classmates. I mean, Danica and I, David's wife, have become the closest of friends, and we probably never would have crossed paths had it not been for Leadership Atlanta. And what that gives you with those 74 other people is a network that you can pull from in order to do things, to accomplish things, to find things out, and to work together on the issues of the region. The other thing that I learned was what some of those issues are that we tackle with that we tackle and we struggle with in order to become a better community and a better place, and in order to become a better place to recruit businesses, but also to recruit people to want to come and live, work, and play here. And it's an intense 12 months. It's the best thing, one of the best things I've ever done. I learned so much, and I thought, coming from my Metro Chamber environment, that I pretty much knew it all. But you know, it provided me with a very, very different perspective, which I completely appreciated.
You know, I echo all of that.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Good.
Almost all of it. What I would add is that, you know, in life, when you're in college, you go through that experience with people. You make these friends who become lifelong friends. I mean, I happen to know that Shay has a reunion every summer up in Oak Bluffs with her college pal. You know, you go through this journey together where you go from being a child to being an adult, and it's a very intense experience. And that's not repeated in life. You know, mostly, you know, you join a job and you become friends with people at work, but it's not the same kind of friendship. You join a church or a synagogue and you have relationships. You know, you have relationships with parents in your kids' school, but it's not the same. You don't go through a journey together. And so for me, joining Leadership Atlanta and having that experience, it's sort of like being a member of an adult fraternity or something, because you go through these things together. Some of them are incredibly good fun. I mean, the first weekend is all fun, and then as soon as it's over, they beat you over the head with the hard, tough problems of the city, starting with a program about race. And it's, you know, without talking about it in detail, it's a tough, no holds barred, let's tell it as it really is. And for a white guy, that was a transformative experience. And I think that's true for a lot of people who walk into that with their hearts open. So for me, you know, yes, the network, incredible. Learning about the city, incredible. But for me, the greatest takeaway was being able to hear what people think, people who don't look like me, what they really think, and being able to get to some truths because you go through that journey together, because you're going to be on that train together, that you couldn't get to those truths, and I certainly hadn't gotten to those truths in my life. And I think I have a more honest relationship with people of color, and a more open relationship and a greater understanding than I could possibly have had doing anything else.
You do, Boo. You do. The one downside, though, of Leadership Atlanta is once you've been exposed to some of the challenges that we face as a city, as a region, as a state, you can't help but to try to figure out how you can engage yourself in fixing them. It's hard to know what the issues are and then walk away. So that's why Leadership Atlanta does a great job at keeping folks engaged, because, you know, it almost becomes your duty to figure out how you want to fit into the change.
Well, the relationships and the networking, as you've both indicated, just became something that, for me, I had a business that didn't go as well as I would have liked in the late 80s. And if it was not for my Leadership Atlanta network, I probably would have moved somewhere else or done something different. But you know, people rallied around you. And I'm really dating myself, but back in the day, we would go out for a business meeting and come back, and there would be a huge stack of pink, yellow notes that said, "While you were away," and a handwritten Bill called, Susan called, Jim called, whatever. I would ruffle through them, and I don't care who called, my mother, my wife, whoever. If there was a Leadership Atlanta class of 86 graduate that called, that was pretty much the first one I dialed back. And then addressing the issues, I know what Doug Hertz has done at Camp Twin Lakes.
Wow.
Came out of his experience. Atlanta's Table came out of the work of the class of 1986. It's a project of the Atlanta Community Food Bank, where millions of pounds of food have been redistributed to hungry and homeless folks all through the 1986 class. And I just spoke with Martin Layfelt, one of my classmates from 86, on the phone earlier this morning. So you're absolutely right. I guess this is a leading second question, but based on your experience, why are you here today talking about CoLab, and why do you think CoLab is important for the community going forward? David?
Well, let me tell you what CoLab is first.
Great.
CoLab is a collaborative leadership summit. CoLab stands for collaborate, or any other word that starts with co that gets to the idea of engaging and thinking in new ways about the old problems of the city of Atlanta. It's a leadership summit that happens September 22nd and 23rd. That's Sunday, Monday, coming up in a few weeks. And we are bringing in some of the greatest minds in America, starting with people like Thomas Friedman of the New York Times, Sir Ken Robinson, an amazing thinker about education, and it's inspired by events like TED, like the Chicago Ideas Week, like the Aspen Ideas Festival, places where the greatest minds come and share the greatest ideas. Except what we wanted to do was not just have great ideas for the sake of great ideas. We wanted to have ideas with impact on Atlanta. We wanted to have thinkers help us learn the best practices, the best ideas, learn how to challenge some of the problems we have here in new ways. So we have, among other things, we are trying to bring in outside thinkers, but to talk to some of the people who care about these issues, starting with Mayor Kasim Reed and Governor Nathan Deal, who are both part of CoLab and going to be there, along with great business leaders from outside of Atlanta, folks like the Chief Human Resources Officer at McDonald's, Chief Human Resources Officer at Kimberly-Clark, in a panel with a similar person at Coca-Cola. We've got another Coca-Cola person is their chief of innovation. We've got just incredible people from all over the country, and plus great people from Atlanta engaging about these ideas, thinking about these ideas, and trying to come up with really concrete ways to tackle those core issues that we're dealing with here. And there are three streams, basically. One is about cultivating innovation. One is about attracting and retaining talent. And the third is about transforming education. And then there are subset panels under each of those categories where, we've got about 40, 50 remarkable people coming to talk about them. And it's at the Woodruff Arts Center. And if you care about Atlanta, if you care about listening to great ideas that could apply here, and of course, if you care about being with the kind of people who are going to be in this audience, which is going to be a very interesting group, you need to be there.
Jay, as a Chamber of Commerce executive, why is something like CoLabs important for our city with all the issues that we face as we're growing Atlanta for the 21st century?
Well, it's important because we're kind of at this point in the Metro Atlanta region. Mayor Reed has talked about how we need to kind of get our groove back. We had this great era in 1996 with the Olympics. We've built this phenomenal airport. We've done all of these great things. We've conquered, all of the issues that we wanted to conquer. But now we have to redefine ourselves in a certain way. And a few of the reasons why we have to do that is because it's just a much more competitive world out there. And we're not just competing with Charlotte and Dallas. We're competing with Tokyo and London and cities around the world. So we need to keep our competitive edge in order to move forward and move past some of our competitors. So in my opinion, some of the things that CoLab will be talking about are very, very key to that. One of the things that we need to do a better job of is developing talent here in the region and keeping that talent here and attracting other talent here. We have such an amazing university system, and a lot of those people leave and then don't come back. So cultivating talent and attracting talent is very key to a lot of the Fortune 500 companies that are located here. The other thing that we need to do a better job of is educating our kids when they're in the K-12 system. I know we've heard a lot of different things about education, about charter schools, about this, about that, but we need to have a fundamental conversation about how we innovate as it relates to education. And finally, cultivating innovation. We've got this university system here as well as the business community that can partner much better in terms of creating new things, creating new companies, having more startup companies, and just being a hub for innovation in this country and in the world. Other cities have tried to take that mantle, but I think that there's no reason why Metro Atlanta can't be an innovation center for the world. So these are some of the things that we're going to be talking about. A lot of people, when you talk about some of the issues of the metro region. We talk about transportation, we talk about water, and, you know, there's a place and a time to talk about all of those issues. But this gives us a different pathway to really looking forward and figuring out who do we want to be and how great do we want to be and what do we need to do that. So I think that this CoLab Summit helps us to all come together and figure that out.
Well, in education, you've got Sir Ken Robinson, one of the international experts who, you know, I'm just so excited about hearing him. But in addition, you have a Leadership Atlanta alum who is kind of a international celebrity as well, Ron Clark, on the program. Now, I don't know about Sir Robinson, but I do know that Ron Clark has a movie made after his about him, The Ron Clark Story, which was nominated for an Academy Award and an Emmy. So that's a heavyweight player here in Atlanta who's going to be talking about education. And if you've never had the opportunity of hearing Ron Clark live, that would be worth the price of admission. Ron alone, he is like sticking your finger in the light socket and just seeing what happens and feeling good from the experience, at least the three or four times I've had opportunity of seeing.
Ron Clark also has the benefit of having some of my money, because I have seen him speak on a number of occasions, and the first time I saw him speak, he jumped up on a table, his enthusiasm was infectious, and I immediately wrote him a check, because that's just how dynamic he is. So he lessened my wallet a little bit as well.
but there are also great, great people like Tony Wagner, Will Richardson, just incredible thinkers. Bud Peterson from Georgia Tech, but great people. That the guy who co-founded Coursera, which is this way of delivering college education to people all over the world just through their internet connection. There are people who are thinking about new ways of handling education from outside Atlanta that for those who care about that issue, it's an incredible opportunity to come and hear what the best ideas are that we should or could or maybe have to import to Atlanta.
And Jeff Howard is on the agenda from the Efficacy Institute. And I remember when I was in my first years of my career at J.P. Morgan in New York, and they brought the Efficacy Institute in to talk to and to do a two-day seminar for future leaders at J.P. Morgan. And it was transformational, kind of the way that they put that two-day event together. And I learned a great deal just in terms of who I wanted to be as a leader. So these are the types of people that that will be at this summit. And then the people that you'll interact with in the audience as well is just going to be a real treat. I mean, if you look at the list of some of the folks that are coming, it's a pretty impressive group.
We should say that you can learn all the details and even buy tickets by going to www.colabsummit.com.
Thank you, David. Let's be sure we do that at least three or four more times.
Did I do it in my radio voice sufficiently?
I was taking notes and hope I can get to be that good one day. But
CoLab is sponsored by Leadership Atlanta, Amen. Metro Atlanta Chamber, the City of Atlanta, and the Atlanta Regional Commission.
What is the goal of this year's first CoLab? What would success be in your eyes?
That's a really good question. I mean, to me, it's about planting seeds with those who have the water to make them grow, which is to bring these great ideas and to show the people who really care about them in this town, whether it's Governor Deal or Mayor Reed or senior executives from all of the top companies that are all going to, you know, either speaking or, you know, coming to listen. It's about showing them that some of the ideas that haven't happened here yet are possible, that they can be done, that we can help solve some of our biggest challenges by importing these ideas and to get that process started. To me, that's what success is.
Okay.
In addition, what you'll find is a lot of these folks – have conversations in silos sometimes. You've got technology-focused organizations. You've got education-focused organizations. And this is an opportunity to break those silos and bring all of those people together in one room. So first of all, it's that cross-communication that I think will be so important. And it will be exposure to some of the thoughts and ideas that people have in different industries, in different parts of the city, that I think will serve us well in terms of tackling some of these issues.
Well, why Leadership Atlanta? I've been involved 25, 27 years, I guess, and most every program is dedicated to the alumnus at Leadership Atlanta. And here's one where anyone in the Atlanta community or Saskatchewan can come attend. Why has Leadership Atlanta chosen to take this responsibility at this time in our organization's path?
Well, I mean, Leadership Atlanta, as you know, Ricky, from being one of the original members back when people were wearing togas, it's been focused on training leadership and creating leadership, and about engaging existing leaders, whether from business or nonprofits or government, in the city in new ways. But I think Leadership Atlanta saw that it needed to do more. It needed to help inspire a conversation that wasn't just amongst us, that it was about engaging a conversation that impacted the city in ways that were new and different. The leadership of the organization started going around. They went to a bunch of these events like TED and Chicago and Aspen and saw how it worked and came up with the idea and went out and found the money to pull this together and to try to use this as a way to take what Leadership Atlanta has been doing for 40 years and put it to work for the community in a new way.
And, sometimes when you talk amongst yourselves for a very long time, you start to hear some of the same ideas.
Yeah, I'm really bored by you, Shay. I just wanted to say that, but no.
You start to hear some of the same ideas.
Kevin, get the hook.
I'll get the hook. Don't you worry. You start to hear some of the same ideas coming back at you. And this is an opportunity to bring some folks in that know of the region but can share with us some new and different ideas to maybe help us jumpstart some new thinking and some new ideas and some new ways to move ourselves forward. So I think that's a wonderful thing that Leadership Atlanta can appreciate the value of bringing some folks in from the outside to help us deal with some of these challenges.
I mean, people like the host of Studio 360, an amazing radio show. He's a novelist, a guy named Kurt Anderson. He's the co-founder of Spy Magazine, a really original thinker. Folks like the CEO of Alain Dabier, the chairman of AirWatch, the guy who started the Atlanta Tech Village, David Cummings, experts on Gen Y, professors of urban design, a Fortune magazine writer, the new head of the Atlanta Beltline, Paul Morris. I mean, these are just a few of the 50, 55 speakers that are coming just to give you an example of the kind of thinking that's going to be going on. And again, you can learn about that by going to
www.colabsummit.com.
So the target audience is our community and folks that care about the city of Atlanta. Knowing there's 2,500 graduates of Leadership Atlanta, that would fill, most any auditorium. And yet I looked at a list last week, and it purely 50-50, it was about 50% Leadership Atlanta alumnus and 50% people from the community. So what do you see as the perfect target audience for this event?
Well, also keep in mind that we're not just focused on the city of Atlanta.
That's true.
I like to think of us as a metro Atlanta region. Sometimes that's tough for people to think about, but when you leave the city, when someone asks you where you're from, you say Atlanta. You don't necessarily say Henry County or Dunwoody or anything like that. So we have to think about this as a region, and we want people from all across the region to join us for this because we do need to work together and to work collaboratively. So I think that a perfect balance for this event would be Leadership Atlanta alum plus the majority of people that are outside of Leadership Atlanta that can come and join us and have these conversations.
I'd like to see 80% of this be not Leadership Atlanta graduates. I don't know if there are that many tickets left at this point, but to me, this is about bringing in people who care and who can make a difference. And this really is regionally focused. I mean, that word Atlanta doesn't mean the city; it means the region. And in this case, it's really about getting the folks who care about this stuff, who want to learn about other ideas, who want to meet other people who want to engage with these events, and give them a chance to come in and get involved.
Well, I've heard from time to time, and generally it's from someone who, for whatever reason, didn't get accepted into Leadership Atlanta, is that Leadership Atlanta is a big clique and it's all insular. But here's a situation where...
Well, we did do that secret handshake when we walked into the studio,
right?
Right?
Don't tell anybody okay. about
that's
that.
Why this, sorry, this sorry. Is why this is radio and not television. We're not going to tell everything. But yet this event is 100% dedicated to the community, so you do not have to be a Leadership Atlanta alumnus. You don't have to know anything about Leadership Atlanta, but you have to care about the city of Atlanta and want to be part of our growth in the future, positive growth. I mean, elaborate on that a little bit for me.
I mean, I think that the number one thing that you have to have is an inquisitive mind and the need to learn more about where you live and figure out where there are pockets where you can engage in where you live and make it a better place. So that could be anybody. That could be from anywhere, have any job, come from any background. As long as you have that as your number one goal, I think that CoLab will suit you well. So you don't have to be a Leadership Atlanta alum. And if you look at some of the sponsors that we have for this, they're some of the major corporations, WSB-TV, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. I mean, it's a broad swath of folks that are participating in this. So even if you hate Leadership Atlanta for some reason, which I can't understand why you would.
Really?
You can... You can come and you can have a good time and you can really pique your interest and learn so much in a 2-day time span.
And you know, I want to echo that, but also to say, you know, I made a little fun of Shay earlier when she said, you know, we're so used to talking amongst ourselves,
mm-hmm.
And that's really true. But that's part of the reason is that the folks that organize this are frustrated that talking amongst ourselves, whether that's government leaders, business leaders, concerned citizens, isn't leading to enough change. And so the idea is let's import those best thinkers, best minds, best practices so that we aren't just talking about ourselves and boring ourselves and not getting the change. And you also get lost in the problems. You don't see that there are solutions that maybe you didn't think of. And it's about opening up the brain to things that it hadn't been exposed to before.
All right, trivia moment. I think that I'm the only Atlanta, Georgia native in the room. Kevin?
No, I am.
You are an Atlanta, Georgia native, two of them.
Born and raised.
But Jess Jones is also here, who's live tweeting from Hunter Technical Resources. Jess, you are not an Atlanta native.
I'm Warner Robins
native.
That's close enough. That's like
that's the region. That's the
kind of the area.
Region.
The question is, we mentioned WSB Television, WSB Radio, we're kind of co-sponsor and are such an integral part of our community. What does WSB stand for? The call letters.
I don't have any idea.
I do this at almost every presentation and give away a gift if someone gets it right.
Weather, sports, business?
Nope.
That's a good guess, though.
I was impressed.
I went to Leadership Atlanta.
I think she should get a prize just for that.
I'm going to give her a book. What the heck? And the answer is, Welcome South, brother.
Really?
You are making
Welcome
that up.
I am South. Not making that up. Brother. From the 20s or 30s when they first went on the air, WSB.
Somebody
Welcome
out there
South,
Google that.
Brother.
I'm on it.
Thank you, Jeff. <That's, laughs>
It's the gospel, I promise you. Welcome South, brother.
You learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about this is really for anybody in the community, and we hope that, as David alluded to earlier, there are limited tickets. The Woodruff Arts Center only holds about 1,800 folks. So if you want to attend this event, it would be very important that you go to the website. That website, again, David, was?
www.colabsummit.com.
And purchase
that's just colabsummit.com.
And purchase your ticket today.
And the beauty of it is we have different pricing.
That is true.
For different folks. We have an educator price. We have a nonprofit price. Student. We have a student price. So
a plutocrat price.
So, what price is that? How much is that?
I don't know. Not enough.
So we are definitely trying to accommodate everyone and their price points and make sure that we have everybody in the house.
Talk to me a little bit about Sunday. It's a Sunday-Monday conference, and Sunday is kind of the collab format where there's going to be a lot of, I think, interactivity. Go into a little bit of detail of what's going to be happening on Sunday and how people can participate there.
The word lab in collab isn't just a word that stands for collaborate, et cetera. We actually have been doing some advanced thinking about these ideas and having people talk among themselves in a lab format. And we're going to have some little videos that will go in between speakers that will demonstrate the issues that they've been thinking about. So there will be video. We've got some great local musicians coming in. But Sunday, it's really about setting up the big idea. It's about setting up the big challenges, setting up the whole summit, in a sense, and each of those tiers, attracting and retaining talent, cultivating innovation, transforming education. It's really about setting things up with from the biggest perspectives.
And you get the treat of getting the chance to hear Mayor Reed speak, because he is one of the speakers for the first day.
And I think the evening ends with Thomas Friedman, if I recall. Is he or late something on Sunday?
No, he's Monday.
Monday.
He's closing
on
Monday.
Closing Monday.
But Sir Ken Robinson is on Sunday.
He's on Sunday as well. With this information that's being gathered and shared, how will that be distributed afterwards? Is there ways for people, if for whatever reason they don't make it, will this be recorded?
Yes.
How will it be disseminated?
Well, Turner Broadcasting is one of our sponsors, and they are doing a whole audio-video streaming component that will be part of this. Like you can go and see TED Talks later on, you'll be able to do that in a very similar manner.
But you won't get the benefit of being in the room with some of the other folks.
Meeting people like Shay Watkins.
That's right.
And Ricky Steele.
And the 1,000-plus people, many who are Leadership Atlanta alum from past years, who are true leaders in our community. Just the networking alone, I think the highest price ticket is $295 or thereabouts whatever.
$275.
The $275 alone, if you just got to network with the people who are attending from Atlanta, would be 10 times worth the price of admission. I mean, I just can't imagine this not being sold out in the next week to 10 days. So, again, if you're going to get your tickets, you need to get your tickets as soon as possible. Let's talk a little bit about Thomas Friedman, the big name, the final speaker one of the final speakers on Monday afternoon. David, I know you had some input and you worked with him to get him to attend. What is that going to be like? A Pulitzer Prize winning journalist? There's not anybody
two-time
that has
Pulitzer winning
two-time and very few people have not read that the world is flat and his follow-up books. What is he going to talk about?
I mean, or his earlier books, From Beirut to Jerusalem. His first book is still one of the great, great books about the Middle East. I mean, Tom Friedman is one of the great thinkers of our times and has been, using that amazing real estate of being an op-ed columnist for the New York Times to explore, important international issues. Right, today's or yesterday's column was about Syria. Well, no surprise. It's a part of the world that he spent, many, many years in and knows very well. But he also writes about issues of competitiveness, about collaboration. He wrote a whole column about collaboration, which those of us who are looking at Collab noticed and went, wait, we got to get Tom Friedman. He's one of the people who really looks at the big issues facing America. Whether it's our national security relationship with the world or our economic future and our environment. He writes about these issues in a way that no one else does, and he really is one of the top thinkers. And thank God, he's working for us at a very discounted price, because we could never afford him otherwise.
I mean, if you think about his book, The World is Flat, That's basically the foundation for something like CoLab. Once you realize that the world is no longer the place that you thought it was 20, 30 years ago, and we have to do things differently in a global society. So if you think about that book and then put it on top of CoLab, and attracting talent, being innovative, improving education, that's the basis for it right there. How do we make changes and change who we are and change what we do in this very global society?
Well, I never miss his columns.
Me either.
I don't agree 100% all the time, but I find when I don't agree at the beginning of the column, I often agree by the end of the column. He has that persuasive way of sharing facts and making them reality. And I'm really looking forward to hearing him.
Even if you don't agree, you appreciate the perspective that he's put forth. It's not kind of fly by night. It's not coming out of nowhere. It's a thoughtful perspective on different things, even if you don't necessarily agree.
Yeah, I mean, here's some of his other book titles. That Used to Be Us, How America Fell Behind in the World. It Invented, or Hot, Flat, and Crowded, Why We Need a Green Revolution and How It Can Renew America. Obviously, the books about international affairs from Beirut to Jerusalem. But then there's also The Lexus and the Olive Tree, Understanding Globalization, Longitudes and Attitudes, Exploring the World After September 11th. I mean, he is thinking about ideas that really matter and matter to us here, and it's a rare opportunity to see him speak.
I'm a huge fan of Mayor Kasim Reed, and I think he is one of the bright young men on our planet today. I think he's done a tremendous job when he was in our Senate. He's doing a tremendous job as our mayor, and I think we'll see him on the national stage in years to come. What is Mayor, and he's also a Leadership Atlanta alum from class of 1998. What is Mayor Reed's topic, and kind of what is he going to be sharing with us on Sunday afternoon?
He's actually going to be speaking twice, and he's going to talk about cultivating innovation. And I think he'll be able to talk about some of the things that his administration is doing in order to cultivate innovation, partnering with some of the university systems and some of the smaller businesses and what they're doing with Invest Atlanta. So I think he'll be able to talk about that. And then attracting and retaining talent. He has talked about the lower wage gap that we have here in the city and what we need to do to improve that and to come up the curve on that. And part of that is having the right talent in place to do that. So I think that he'll be talking about both of those issues from a city perspective and from a national perspective.
You know, one of the things that people don't realize about the Atlanta metropolitan region is that we are the fifth largest academic community in the country. People don't recognize that. UGA, Georgia Tech, Emory, Spelman, Morehouse, Clark, et cetera, that makes us the fifth largest academic community in the country. But and that is talent. If you think about Spelman and Morehouse in particular, they're getting kids who could go to any university. I bet you Shea got accepted all kinds of places, but chose to come to historically black college and university for particular reasons and came to Atlanta when they could have gone to New York or Boston or
Michigan
Ann Arbor.
State, you know. University of Michigan.
You know, but chose to come to Atlanta. But when they graduate, a lot of those incredible minds don't stay. So attracting and retaining talent is about making this city a place where they want to work, and they're the kind of jobs, and there's the kind of lifestyle and the kind of city that they want to live in, whether it's about the kind of – I mean, we've got the person – we've got the head of the Beltline. We've got the person who's the developer of Pont City Market. We've got people really – we've got people talking about the future of cities. How do you get those young people – you know, how do you have a city that operates the way they want to operate, and which doesn't necessarily involve getting in a car and being on a highway for an hour?
That's right. The things that young folks are looking for today are very, very different than what they were looking for 20, 30 years ago. And we need to be able to tap into that and improve what we have in order to attract them here. Cities like Austin are doing it. Cities like Dallas are doing it. They're developing these walkable communities. They're developing their transit. They're improving their transportation systems. They're, you know, doing the arts and culture that people want. So we need to make sure that we're just as competitive, if not more competitive, with those cities.
So we are actually have a lot of discussion of the arts. We have discussion about venture capital. you know, which is an issue in Atlanta, which is, can you have enough venture capital to get those young, those great ideas that come out of Georgia Tech or Morehouse or Spelman or wherever, but then go somewhere else to get their money and get started in Silicon Valley? Why not start them and keep them here? So we're looking at all of those kinds of issues and you know, and thinking about them and getting the thinkers to come in and talk about them.
Certainly we have one of the most dynamic and well-respected young folks in our community with David Cummings on the program. David was on this show a month and a half, 2 months ago, and not only is he a bright young man who is a graduate of Duke University but says the reason he's in Atlanta is because of Georgia Tech, but he's put his money where his mouth is. He cashed out for $80, $90 million, whatever it was, and then buys a building and is creating the Atlanta Technology Village, which is just amazing, and what Invest Atlanta is doing. So I think that's going to be quite exciting. If in closing, if someone was just tuning in at this late moment, give a couple of two or three bullet points apiece on why someone should give up a Sunday and a Monday to participate in CoLab 213.
Well, first of all, this is an opportunity that I don't think we've had in the region, something like this, with these types of people coming to speak and with these types of people coming to engage in the audience. So, you know, this is the first time we're doing this, and I think it's going to be phenomenal. The second thing is the ability to connect with other people. And the third thing, really, is to get your mind working in a different way to figure out how we move forward and how we tackle the problems that we have. You know, you can't get that from a Sunday and a Monday any other way than coming to CoLab.
If you care about Atlanta, if you care about its future, if you want to know how this city can do things differently to impact its future in a positive way, come to CoLab. Go to www.colabsummit.com and join.
My next question was, how do we find out more information about CoLab? But, boy, I don't have to ask that one.
Well, there's also Facebook. There's also Twitter. You know, we're definitely on the social media front. So you can connect with us through all of those ways. And one other thing that I wanted to mention is a lot of people don't necessarily like to engage in things like this because they feel like it doesn't really apply to them. But that can't be further from the truth. If you live in this region, you have a vested interest in making sure that it's thriving. And it can't be a thriving region until we deal with some of these challenges. So job creation, you know, the improvement of your family and your community, all of these things are tied together. We're all tied together. And, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats, so we have to make sure that we work together in order to improve the region.
Well, I thank both of you for being here. I appreciate you mentioning the ticket pricing scenario. There's a patron ticket still available. I think there's some of these still left at
$1,000,
which includes a—
Are you buying me one of those?
That's in the budget. not in my budget. It's in someone's budget.
You promised before we said you had to do that if we were going to be on the show.
Can you cut the tape, Kevin? Could you cut the tape, please, quickly? That includes a special dinner on Friday night, and then on Sunday night, and then another dinner on or reception on Monday afternoon, all the way down to some very, very inexpensive tickets, whether it's the $275 or student or ministerial, not for profit. I mean, we've got a little bit of everything, but even if— You know, again, as somebody that's been in business for 400 years, $1,000 to me for this experience is worth it times 10. Certainly $275 is worth it times 10. If you don't invest in yourself in anything else you do this year, this is the $275 you should invest in yourself to help make you a better person, to make you know more about the city of Atlanta and more about what's going to happen in our future from real leaders within our community and international leaders as well. Anything in closing?
I'm fired up and ready to go on that note.
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, if you're from a company where you think these things matter, buy 10 tickets and bring a bunch of people.
Invite your clients. This would be a great client opportunity to invite your clients or potential clients to show that you're involved in the community. I can't think of a better sales and marketing aspect that you could go after.
And we really appreciate you having us today about this.
Well, thank you, David. Thank you, Shay. It's been a great honor to have both of you on and have two good friends and to be talking about something that we're both all three passionate about. And if you're listening and you really have a passion for the city of Atlanta, this is a must-attend event. But in addition, look at Leadership Atlanta. Leadership Atlanta is a great program. It's the oldest leadership program in the country, started back in 69 or 70, and then there are now hundreds across the world. And there's another program called Lead Atlanta that's for, I believe it's 25 to 32. My oldest son, Richard E. Steele III, who's known as Everett, is in this year's lead class. I'm quite proud of him, and I know he's going to be a great leader in the future. So,
did he buy a ticket?
He's already bought a ticket.
Okay.
I sent him an email, said, "Son, I'll buy you a ticket to CoLab." He said, "Dad, I've already bought one. I knew that I should be there."
Wow.
That's my boy.
He is smart.
Thank God for his mother. Thank God for his mother is all I can say. It's been a great pleasure. Thank you all again for
our
being
pleasure.
Here.
Thank you, Ricky.
This is Ricky Steele, and I've finished my cup of coffee in Booth 61. I hope you'll come back and join me next week for a fresh cup or by listening to any of our past shows anytime at Booth 61 with Ricky Steele. I always close our time together by sharing a blessing, hopefully for you, your family, and for your business. The blessing comes from the book of Numbers. May the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Thank you for dropping by, and again, join us next week for a fresh cup in Booth 61.